Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and a couple weeks back, there was a work event that I naturally didn't fucking go to. I was going to go to the work event because it was supposed to be a run. I actually talked about this a couple weeks back, but my work, because they fucking felt bad that people wanted to get together, they're like, all right, listen, we can't do the fucking run. We're gonna have like a fucking dinner afterwards. What if we just had a fucking dinner at this fucking bar and you guys all came to that? And my first instinct was, get the fuck out of here. I'd rather fucking work. But a lot of people were fucking excited. I would say the majority of people went to the fucking bar. They went to the dinner. I'm very confused by this, but I have an understanding that most people are wired differently than I am. I'm 40 years old at this point. I have a very good handle on me. I know what my triggers are. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know how my head works. I know that I'm a fucking introvert. I didn't know that for a long time, if you can fucking believe that. I mean, it sounds fucking insane, but I don't know, dude. I'm loud. I fucking yell and shit. I'm a fucking excitable. And if I'm around people I like, I'll fucking talk a lot. So all these people my entire life basically led me to believe that I was just extroverted personality. So I think that I felt like I almost had to be. You know what I mean? Like, well, fuck. I mean, these motherfuckers, like, they probably have a better idea than I do. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Turns out they don't know what the fuck they were talking about. And I, you know, discovered it at one point. I'm reading all this introversion shit. Like, dude, that's fucking me. That's me, 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 me. Going down the goddamn list because I don't want to fucking do anything ever. Because it takes energy. It's hard for me. Interacting with people is difficult for me. I don't really like it. It's not something I enjoy, and I'd prefer to fucking avoid it. So when the fucking bar thing came up, I thought, no fucking chance. But what's interesting to me is I heard that there were some people almost like disappointed about it. Like somebody messaged me. They're like, I knew you weren't going to come to this thing. I was like, are you fucking shitting me? Of course not. Another person sent me a message. They're like, hey, I know the run's off. Are you still going? I just said, no chance. They seemed disappointed. They seemed taken aback by it. I think people always look at me and they think of me as like the person I just described. Hey, he fucking talks. He's seemingly outgoing. And why doesn't he want to hang out with us? They take it personally. They take my introversion personally. You don't have to take it personally. I don't have a personal problem with you. I just don't want to be around you. That might sound insulting, but it's not fucking insulting. I don't want to be around anybody. Like, I'll do things that I really want to do because like being out in public, around the fucking riffraff out there, that is gonna drain my energy. It's gonna be very hard for me. Even if I'm around people I really like, it can be draining for me. Like sometimes I just gotta like fucking sit and stare at the wall for a while, even if I'm with people I like for a fucking day. Like I just need some quiet here. I just gotta take a couple breaths. I gotta breathe a little bit here. I might need like a day to just do fucking nothing, to just be a complete recluse. I gotta recharge my batteries. See, I understand that extroverts are wired different than me, but I never take their personality or personality type or whatever the fuck you wanna call it. I never take that like personally. I mean, I think it's annoying and I think it's a fucking bit much, but like, I'm not like personally offended by it, but I feel like extroverted people are like personally offended by introverted people because they just don't fucking get it. Just try to understand the fact that I'm not wired the same way. Like you see going out and getting together as this like big, exciting activity. And I see it as like the biggest fucking chore. Like get me the fuck out of here. I don't want to do it. Like I can't think of much I'd want to do less than that. Like if you were like, listen, you can go spend 4 hours with a bunch of people. Maybe you know some of them at a crowded fucking bar, or I could kick you in the dick. I might take the kick in the dick. Depends on how hard it is and who's kicking. I don't want to say it's like terrifying for me because it's not terrifying. Like I know I'll get through it, but like I don't want to fucking do it. It's like a fucking sense of like dread. Like if I had to do it, I'd be like, oh Jesus Christ. Like I just want to get through this. I got to fucking get through the night. Shit. How the fuck am I going to handle this? And it would be like, it's work. It's work for me to do that. It's work. It is a chore. It is a fucking process. I got to like hype myself up to get out. And then I got to fucking be out. I can already tell you what I would do if I did go to that fucking event. I'd get there and I would fucking sit in my car for like 20 fucking minutes. I would sit there and I would stare at the building and I'd think to myself, I don't want to go in there. I don't want to go in there. I'm not going in there. What if I just leave? Can I just turn around? Can I just go home? I would honestly consider going home. And then I would finally get in there and I would see everybody and I'd be like, oh, dude, they're there at the table. What if I just sat at a different table? Like, what if like I didn't go around them? And then like, I got to think like, how am I going to approach this? Do I just walk up to them and say hello? Do I pretend to be this fucking excitable guy? And then like, they'd be fucking loud and people would be like, hey, I want to meet you. This is this person. Like, I don't care. I don't want to fucking meet you. Like, just leave me the fuck alone. You guys enjoy this? What are we doing here? What the fuck are we doing here? I don't want to be doing this. It's a level of insanity in my mind that I cannot even begin to comprehend. And the people that I get along with, they don't understand it, but like, oh, dude, sorry. I can't do it. And they know I go to like concerts and shit, but like nobody gives a shit about me at a fucking punk rock concert. I'm in a sleazy fucking club. Nobody's there to talk to my ass. It's fucking loud in there. Everybody's there to see the fucking group. We fucking see the group and I go home. I can do sporting events kind of for the same reason. But even with those things, like, I'm drained when I'm done. Like, seeing two bands, it might take fucking 2 hours. I gotta, like, breathe afterwards. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was just around a lot of fucking people at really close proximity. Like, whew. We gotta unwind. I wish I could explain what it's like for me to try to do that to people who don't fucking understand and to people who take it personally. But I don't know what kind of comparison I can give you that would make you get it. And that's why I get like pissed off when people are like, hey, Chris Johnson's going out, man. It's good for him to fucking interact. Like, you have no fucking idea what's good for me, asshole. Like, you're looking at me like a fucking charity case. I'm not a charity case. I need what I need. I need my fucking space. I need my fucking alone time. I need to be a fucking recluse. I need to hang out with fucking my cat Finley. And I need to fucking work from home and not be around anybody. Then you'll get the best version of Chris Johnson if I ever do see you anywhere, which you probably won't, but my buddies will. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any fucking podcasting site that you please. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. This podcast will be my Facebook timeline. And if you want to see photos, videos, that is at maybe the number 5 minutes on Instagram.